There we are. Seems our guest is finally coming too. That will be all. You may leave. I no longer require your assistance. I understand you have great concern for my safety. But look at him. He is restrained, and his magic is sealed, along with the goddess's blessing. Whatever threat he once posed has long since been neutered. Ugh, fine. You may wait for me outside. Yes. I am well aware of your vow to my father to keep me safe. I am also aware that you made the same vow to protect him. Remind me, how is my father now? That's what I thought. Now, let us... What is it the humans say? Do this. Time to wake up, O hero. Savior of humanity. Divinity's vessel. Heaven's flame. Slayer of the Demon Lord. And a bunch more titles that, frankly, nobody cares about. So many titles you think they'd weigh you down as you walk. How do you manage it, The weight of it all. No, seriously. All those weapons. Honestly, I do not understand you warrior types. Hey, look at me. Yeah, there you go. Now you see me. Oh, there's that expression I've been aching to see. Guess I don't need to ask if you know who I am. That look in your eyes says it all. You know exactly who I am, and why you're here. Guess you're not all brawn after all. And here I was, thinking you'd only limped along this far because of your compatriots. Don't bother. You can't escape. Yes, of course I know about them. And once I'm done with you, it will be my pleasure to hunt the remaining members of your party down, one by one. But who to start with? The dark elf brawler? The dwarven mage? The half-orc cleric. Or maybe that annoying gnome assassin. Such an eclectic group of misfits you've assembled, hero. I mean, what kind of dwarf wields magic instead of an axe or a hammer? Or your elf, fit for the shadows, yet she fights like a damn monk. And don't get me started on that half-orc. Seriously? Not just a support class, but a healer? Right. I'm certain that they are all invaluable members of your party. Treasured friends. dearest confidants. And all of them women. I wonder why that is. Of course, yes. Coincidence. No doubt you made sure they met the qualifications. Whoa now, down boy. You almost got me there. Did I touch a nerve? Such a thin skin for such a valiant warrior. Stay. Seeing you like this really makes me wonder how you ever got as far as you did. I guess you really are nothing without that little blessing of yours. That's right. The goddess cannot see this place. She cannot feel you. Finally, I have you all to myself. I love that look on your face. Hesitant. Scared. So beautifully weak. You understand now. Nobody is coming to your rescue. Last night, the tavern. You remember? Quite the celebration. And the perfect opportunity. Your blessing may alert you to demons, but do you know how many sympathizers we have in the realms of men? That's right. You know that busty tavern maid that was giving you all of that attention? She's one of ours. After you followed her upstairs, it was just a matter of knocking you out. A depressingly simple endeavor. Simple. Perhaps more simple than I expected. I mean, look at you. The greatest hero of mankind, summoned here to fight and kill for a world that isn't his. And not once did you wonder why? Why we demons require extermination when all we have ever done is simply exist. The goddess is a spiteful bitch who cannot intervene directly, or she would have wiped us out already. She created all of your kind, absorbed the gods of the other races. Yet do you know why she cannot touch us? You are not the only traveler to this world. Millennia ago, there was an event, a rift. Its opening brought us here. In this world, our God is beyond our reach. But we are still tethered, his influence reigning supreme wherever we gather. That is why she cannot harm us. You really think our history would be in your texts? Right. How can I get this through that thick skull of yours? How about this? Have you ever wondered why those sacred texts never mention what happens to all the heroes that came before you? Once they've completed their quests. Or did you make assumptions? You thought, surely they are returned to their worlds to live out the rest of their lives in peace. Don't be so stupid. You think the Empire would allow someone to live once they proved capable of vanquishing the Demon Lord? You are too powerful to control, and they know it. Perhaps you've been offered the Princess's hand in marriage. It would be in their very best interest for you to accept. Soon after you've gotten your lovely wife pregnant, you would fall victim to poisoning, assassination. But not before they'd ensured delivery of a strong heir to continue their legacy. They want you dead. So, like I said, I can guarantee you that no one is looking for you. And then, after they've silenced your party, your story will be over. Why not? I know what they are like. What the Empire is like. What that damned goddess is like. We've been under attack by your kind for as long as I can remember. This war is just an excuse to wipe us out. Ugh. Why do I even bother with you? You've done nothing to deserve my kindness. All you did was wander about with your harem, slaughtering my kind, treating it like some kind of game. I am sure this was all very fun for you, brimming with power, cutting through your enemies, not thinking once about the lives they've had. Yeah, that's what I thought. Just like how you didn't think twice to kill my father. Don't look away now. Face me, oh brave hero. Look at the daughter of the man you have destroyed. You killed my father, the man I looked up to. The one who raised me. I loved that man more than anything in this world. And you took him away from me. You, a single-minded fool with too much power in his fingertips and not enough brain cells to process it. A puppet playing hero in a world he has no stakes in. But he was weak. He died by your hands, so he was weak. No matter how much I loved him, this won't change. Those are the laws we live and die by. The weak perish, and the strong survive. I suppose this puts you in an odd predicament, doesn't it? Stripped of your power, chained up by the demon princess. To see you now, you are, by all accounts, weak. So I should finish you and take my vengeance. How easy that would be without your gifts. You are nothing. Perhaps I should slowly skin you and eat your heart. Perhaps broadcast it to the Empire. No, just my own realm. They would absolutely love it. Or I could cut you into pieces and deliver them to the various leaders of our tribes. Some believe that by consuming the flesh of their enemy, they gain their strength. How quickly they would fall in line were I to offer them some hero cutlets. But should I do them roasted? Or just raw? So many options. It's almost impossible to decide. Look at you. Oh, how terrified you are. It's adorable. But don't worry, my little hero. I would never do that. Not when you have a far more important use. Something only you can do. A service only you can provide. And I can either take it from you, or you can give it to me willingly. The choice is yours. I can be sweet, and make sure it will be a pleasant experience. Or I can just take what I need. No care what happens to you when I am done. You look confused. Come on, hero. I know you're not bright, but even you aren't that stupid. Let me explain. Even now, despite your weakened state, you still somehow radiate power. And you have overcome many of our strongest soldiers. That is something that cannot be ignored. Since my father has perished, I am to become the new queen. That is something I should thank you for, I suppose. And if I am to be queen, I need to carry on my lineage. Ah, now you understand. So tell me, hero, what's it going to be?
Are you going to give it, or do I?